50 years ago, on April 4, 1968, my worldview was drastically changed. The assassination of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. while he was in Memphis, Tennessee, on behalf of the sanitation workers' strike, was a seminal moment in my life. It is fitting that we revisit the moment and commemorate that day as our country struggles with issues of racial justice and equity. Like the civil rights struggle of 50 years ago, we are still wrestling with issues like Black Lives Matter, Me Too, voting rights, and gun violence. Massive demonstrations still exist throughout America, and that's good. The fight for justice continues as others take on the mantle, and communities throughout America develop the organizational capacity to resist and overcome racism and injustice. We have much to learn. Therefore, the people of America must pause, reflect, and renew our commitment to racial harmony and social justice. Our attention returns to Memphis, Tennessee, as freedom fighters, religious leaders, and labor leaders convene once again to call American citizens to not retreat into segregation and patterns of racial disparity, but to endeavor to become better in our quest to create the more perfect union. It is important that we renew our commitment to racial freedom and resist the minority that seeks to turn back the clock in their quest to recreate a world where inequality is high and lifted up. While we may be 50 years from April 4th, 1968, we must resist the tensions and not allow that patterns of that era to return. I believe the dream did not die, and the freedom struggle begun long ago will continue without end. Reverend Dr. Alvin C. Hathaway, Sr., Union Baptist Church, Baltimore, Maryland. 50 years ago, on April 4th, 1968, my worldview was drastically changed. The assassination of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. while he was in Memphis, Tennessee, on behalf of the sanitation workers' strike, was a seminal moment in my life. It is fitting that we revisit the moment and commemorate that day as our country struggles with issues of racial justice and equity. Like the civil rights struggle of 50 years ago, we are still wrestling with issues like Black Lives Matter, Me Too, voting rights, and gun violence. Massive demonstrations still exist throughout America, and that's good. The fight for justice continues as others take on the mantle, and communities throughout America develop the organizational capacity to resist and overcome racism and injustice. We have much to learn. Therefore, the people of America must pause, reflect, and renew our commitment to racial harmony and social justice. Our attention returns to Memphis, Tennessee, as freedom fighters, religious leaders, and labor leaders convene once again to call American citizens to not retreat into segregation and patterns of racial disparity, but to endeavor to become better in our quest to create the more perfect union. It is important that we renew our commitment to racial freedom and resist the minority that seeks to turn back the clock in their quest to recreate a world where inequality is high and lifted up. While we may be 50 years from April 4th, 1968, we must resist the tensions and not allow that patterns of that era to return. I believe the dream did not die, and the freedom struggle begun long ago will continue without end. Reverend Dr. Alvin C. Hathaway, Sr., Union Baptist Church, Baltimore, Maryland.